What's up, people? Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. I'm Andy. This is episode 11, where we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of yourself that you want to become. Today's episode is something that I'm currently really into, and I'll really enjoy the conversation of, and that is why and how connecting back to who you are and yourself is the number one way to achieve what you want and to feel the way you want. But not only like knowing that you can do this, it's the how you can do it. Because I think there's a lot of stuff out there that make things complicated, and I would like to demystify it in a simple manner, in a way that I use it, because in the end, that's all I'm really doing, telling you my experience. Now, why even bother? Why even bother reconnect? Why does reconnecting in need to be something that we could consider in our day-to-day, every day, each week, as we move forward in our lives? Well, the answer to that for me is going to be because as we move on in our lives and we get stuck into the routines of the jobs we have, the patterns we live, how we do everything, we can lose ourselves. And then out of nowhere, we can be whacked with a big feeling of overwhelm, or that things just aren't changing and you're starting to realize that time is ticking away and you'd like to do something about it. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but I've had that many times. And my goal with this today is to help see if I can possibly give you a inkling of a direction that you can attempt and try on recentering yourself so that you can change your perspective and come out of the constant cycle of your routines and look around and see what is there that you can redirect yourself towards, maybe something that you're excited about or that motivates you or that you would like to achieve and experience. And that is living. You can change it. But a lot of us decide because we feel like it's just part of our day-to-day, and it keeps us away from the unknown, which in previous episodes I've talked about in the sense of the unknown being a scary monster, which is, it is not, but can be if you let it be. All right, so to start, I want to talk about what can happen when you start to drift away from yourself mentally and you get bogged down by the routines. And the byproduct that can be caused in a habitual aspect, so habits, and where you can kind of get stuck in a pitfall. You can get stuck there. Doesn't mean you will. It's possible though. And I'm only going to explain this from my experience and from what I've recognized from others in conversation and my own observation as well. So as I said before, as we go through our normal routines, whatever possible stresses in life, be that financial, family, relationships, anything at all, these things can begin to make us laser focused on everything on the outside of us. So then we begin to ignore the signals that come up within us. And the worst part about that, when you ignore those, you start to possibly settle for things that you know aren't good for you, and they become the new normal. So when you feel something bad, it's usually your gut feeling or intuition telling you that, take a look at that. Here's a little spark of inspiration for you to possibly look at. Look at that. Now, the problem here is if you don't address those things and you just keep letting them slide and letting them slide, letting them slide, you're going to end up allowing that crappy, not preferred feeling to be your base point. So then when it comes up, you go, this is normal. This is how things are. Oh, why are things this way? Why is it like this for me, but not for that person? And what do you think that leads to? Victimization, which is where we want to avoid, because it's exhausting, not only for you, but for everyone else that you tell your story to. Because here's the beautiful part. Why I have to be a bit frank and forward is you can change everything. You're never stuck. but you first have to be aware of these things, which is why I'm here. In the previous episodes, I've talked about habits. We all know this. Now, what do you think can happen? I want you to think about this and question it, reflect on it, try it on in your life of what you may be doing or not doing. What do you think could happen if you don't take the time to nurture yourself and reconnect, settling the stress response down in your body, and you allow the programs of the normal routines, especially if you're at an elevated, high survival, high cortisol state? What do you think can happen habitually? Of course. What can happen is you end up perpetuating the same thing until it becomes your new base point. And then it becomes normal. Then it becomes just something that occurs for you. And then the longer that you keep that, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about it becoming part of your personality because you believe that is the way you are. So it's unchangeable. But I'm telling you right now it is. All right, so what are the pitfalls? What are the pitfalls of not centering yourself? Overwhelm can sneak in. You begin to worry about the worrying that you're doing. And this can lead to patterns of constant states of stress. Now, we don't want to be in stress. People, I see this a lot actually. Oh, I'm just so sick of stressing. But I'm going to stress first about the fact that I don't like stressing. And then I'm going to stress about that I'm stressing, about not stressing because I'm stressing. Oh, you got to laugh at this stuff because it's funny. So I'm not even going to get into the prolonged effects on the body and yourself when you're in a state of stress for too long. But I'll tell you that in another episode because it's pretty interesting and it can be quite motivating and inspiring to do something different. All right. Now, before I tell you how to recenter yourself, I just want to quickly cover what recentering yourself can do. Now, it isn't going to make you a super guru of an enlightened being where you now are the one, like Neo from The Matrix. You are just more grounded and level-headed to be able to have an undistorted perspective of the world where prior you may have been overwhelmed and stressed and saw everything as a threat or a stressor. So now you're more level-headed. You're not in that rush. Your body's starting to go into rest and recovery. And your nervous system relaxes. And your body can relax. Then, now you go forth. Because now you're starting to reseat your body more and more and more. You're no longer constantly in a stuck state of stress. You're in rest and recovery. And your body starts to understand that stress isn't the normal aspect that you are living in. It is rest and recovery. Centering yourself also helps you realize that a lot of the things we normally worry about get caught up in the routines and the day-to-day. They aren't as big as we make them out to be and as problematic and as stressful. When you recenter yourself, you see something from an outside perspective rather than being constantly stuck in it. You can kind of sit back and observe. It's just like everyone at home when they watch any sports game from their couch saying, they should have done that. And I do this as well. It's like the other day, my partner and I were watching Survivor and I was just like, oh, I would not have done that. But here I am, I've just watched 15 episodes of that person taking action and they're busy in it, but I'm not. So you get the picture. Being able to see all problems, all situations from that detached point of view is a very useful tool. I find it to be very useful because I'm no longer going to be stuck, caught up in the details. I'm going to be able to come back, look at all of it, like I'm looking at myself and the things that I'm facing from a mountaintop perspective and I'm looking down at the path I'm trying to get to. It's a bit easier to see when you don't just have a wall in front of your face, and that can be your problems, metaphorical wall, problems, stresses, places, people, things, whatever it is. So being able to zoom it out is going to help you see that. But to do that, that's what centering yourself is to achieve. You'll be able to come from that detached point of view so you can see. So then when you get back into the details, you're more chilled out. You're more relaxed. You can see with open eyes. You can start to think easier. Because when you're stressed, you're going to take high levels of emotion and mix that with the logic you think that matches it. Meaning, if I'm stressful and I've got to get a task done and I'm going crazy in my mind, it's running a million miles a second, however it possibly can get done as soon as possible, lacking consideration for many things, I'm just going to do that quick, hopefully it's going to work. But when I'm centered, when I'm relaxed and my body's not peaking in stress, I can look at things and go, all right, because I'm not rushing in my mind, what is the most efficient way to go forward? How do I keep my cool in those moments? And this is what we're doing, learning to keep our cool, recentering ourselves. And in turn, you will learn what it's like to recognize when you're out of center and when you're centered, when you're balanced, when you're out of balance. And that there is an important tool, which will take you far in whatever you like to do and will teach you so many things foundationally. And that is why I'm now going to show you how to do it. When it comes to centering yourself in the busyness of your day, let's say you get overwhelmed or anything at all like that, that you would like to come back down to a nice relaxed state, one of the most effective things that you can do to center yourself is breathe. Now, this seems simple, but let me explain why breathing will help your mind and body relax. When it comes to these habits in your mind and in your routines, in your day-to-day, when you are catching yourself needing to be centered or you're starting to get overwhelmed and you want to bring yourself back to balance, the more you do that, the concept of the catch that I always talk about, which is every time that something that happens that you don't prefer, you want to add something that you prefer, you first have to intercept it. The breath is the perfect way to intercept because it cuts a pattern. It gives you something to focus on that isn't the apparent challenge or obstacle that's in front of you. Now, in one of the episodes, can't remember which one it was, but when you focus on your hands without focusing on it with your eyes and you just direct your awareness to it, this is the exact same thing that you do with your breath. You focus your mind on the air that's coming in through your nose or mouth, like going into your lungs and coming back out as you exhale. You're centering your mind away from obstacles and challenges or situations. Intercepting these situations by focusing your awareness on your breath coming in and going back out centers your body. Now, more oxygen in the body because you breathe deeper when you focus consciously. Do you hear that? Not even one rattle of snot in my nose. That's a massive win. Got to take the gratitude wins when they pop up. Anyway, back to what I was saying. As you take that big breath in, it's oxygenating your blood. More blood around the body. Body happy. Shallow breathing. In the chest. Body not happy. Body in high survival anxiety state. Not very good. Leads to exhaustion. Lack of oxygen in the blood. Body unhappy. So if we consciously breathe in, we're going to oxygenate our body a lot more effectively than if we are shallow breathing, getting caught in the details, in the overwhelm, or whatever feels like has taken us out of balance. So that's a positive. You catch yourself, boom, we're starting to rewire old habits of being caught up in the details. Taking a deep breath in, focusing in, taking your time to exhale it out. You can use box breathing. You could just do deep, slow breathing. Good little method that I like. Whatever you inhale, I like to try and do double as long on my exhale. And I just repeat this over and over and over again. It's up to you how long you want to do that for. It could be 3 seconds in, 6 seconds out, 4 or 8. It's up to you. Both are fine. As long as you do the activity in those moments. So you've intercepted. You're oxygenating your body, helping it relax. And you're also centering your focus because you're putting your focus on your breath, your awareness on your breathing in those moments where you feel overwhelmed and you've got some time where you can do this activity. Now, ideally, this is a stepping stone into the introduction of meditation. Doing meditation and doing the activity of making some time to either lay down, sit up and close your eyes and focus on spending time in that recentering and reconnecting with yourself is going to help you through an activity of pre-training so that when you're in your day-to-day, you're more familiar with how centering yourself and reconnecting feels. You can meditate by focusing on a dot on the ground and not wavering your focus. Look at that, you're now meditating. So in a nutshell, doing the meditative activities like recentering yourself is going to be really important. Tell you what, you stack all of these things, you're going to feel pretty good. You can recenter yourself by going for a walk in nature. Another really good way to center yourself is by stopping and looking around at everything and just take in the information. You're not trying to overanalyze it all. Just slow down, add your breathing to it, breathing in, breathing out, and just take it all in and stop yourself for that moment. Try and prolong that process for maybe 30 seconds if you can and just spend some time there and then get back into the process of whatever it was that originally stressed you, but now you're going to be a little bit more detached. And look, if you're still way out of balance and you can control the situation, which you always can, walk away. Walk away, do something different. Come back to it another time where you're not freaking out and where you're not off balance and see how you go the next time. Maybe you'll be a bit better next time, whatever it may be. All right. Now, let me explain. I'm going to give you a quick little story as well. So, my story is this. I've always had a fear of public speaking. I think one time I was in high school and I was told to come up to class, in front of class, and read something out. Struggled to read. I'm better at reading now. I don't stutter. I can actually read words, which is really effective in my life. And really paid attention to the laughter. So it kind of had an underlying issue for me with public speaking. So then public speaking was a roadblock in my life. Now, as we know with things that we are afraid of, to overcome them, we need to face them. So when it came to anything at all, because I was trying to put myself in the situation of overcoming my fears, and I even thought about even the idea of public speaking put me off balance, made me go, I'm okay, thanks. I'm not doing that. I don't really feel like being embarrassed today. Maybe in 10 years' time, I'll come back to it. So every time I got into that stress state thinking about public speaking, I would do my breathing. I would do the meditation. And I even rehearsed the idea that I'll be okay regardless. I really like that. I'll be okay regardless. Why? Because it's all practice. There is no performance. Just like this now, low expectations. I'm just going to put it out there and see what happens. And I'm having fun doing it. I enjoy talking a lot. So you better listen. Because I'm coming at you. Anyway, so I started rehearsing, recentering every time that the idea of public speaking came up. I would start to lower the intensity of how much it made me go out of balance to the point where I was able to be so centered, I possibly could go and do some public speaking. Now, my first attempt of public speaking was actually running a group class with the gym. My partner, Britt, she was always doing group classes, so she was very good with projecting her voice and pretty much getting the message across with conviction. Where when it came to me, I looked away, I whispered, and before the class, I was shitting my pants, but I still put myself in there. Now, that was foreign for me. Even having more than three people in front of me, I was like, oh, a bit of fear of judgment, but I'm just going to go through it. Anyway, I survived. I'm still here today. Now, the more I got used to doing the classes, I kind of came out of my shell a little bit. Now, there's this thing called a golden run. If you think you're never going to have problems, you're never going to have an obstacle or a challenge coming at you, that is a pitfall. You can have that, but then what happens when that problem comes up? Are you going to freak out? So for me, I found my golden run with classes. And then I was asked to do a task for someone and to MC their wedding. Now, I had all those same feelings come back up because it was just a little bit bigger of a scale, out of my comfort zone than doing group classes, and I had to really center myself as much as possible. So I'm going, I just said yes. Oh, shit. I said yes. And anyway, I did that. In that process of going there, I fumbled everything I did. I screwed up what I was meant to say. I didn't prepare based on the email that was sent to me. I did none of it. Luckily, the day was still amazing, but the worst part was actually when everyone was dancing towards the end of the night. I put the Macarena on. I'm DJing as well for some reason, because MCs are also DJs, if you didn't know that. And I put the Macarena on. I'm not used to using a Samsung phone. I'm an iPhone guy. And I'm trying to cue the next song. And it's at the peak of the Macarena. And I accidentally pressed that next song when I was trying to cue it. And it stops, everyone turns around, looks at the DJ because the DJ is in charge of all the music. And I just sink down. And I'm just like, ah, shit. So what did I do? It's either I let this new song play, I press the Macarena, fast forward it, crank the music even higher. It's like it never happened. Everyone just went back to drinking and dancing. But that emotion stayed with me. The most heaviest cringe I've ever felt was that when it came to public speaking. So in my mind, I pretty much said, if I can survive that in a crowd of people, I had no idea. I didn't know who anyone was, except for the bride and groom and my partner. But if I can get through that, I could get through anything with the idea of recentering myself. Anything that ever pulls me out of balance, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be that situation. Hopefully you don't have to deal with that. But if you do, enjoy the lesson. It's pretty potent. Bring yourself back to your center. To your heart, connect, and breathe. Catch yourself, intercept, and make it something that's worthwhile by making a positive out of a possibly negative situation. And then that way you intercept it, lower its power, you come back to your own state that you want to feel, and then you can move forward with fresh eyes, a new perspective that's not caught in the details. Doesn't matter what you do, there's always going to be some kind of challenge you can overcome. Something you can learn from. There's lessons. If you're not at a point that's ready for this type of lesson that you're receiving, you're either trying to put expectations on it or you're genuinely just not ready for it. Now, when you meet those things, those resistant things, stop yourself, take a look at it. You're getting overwhelmed, no worries. Overwhelmed is okay. It's a signal you can learn from. Recenter yourself. Focus on the breathing. Catch yourself. Look at it from an outside perspective when you get into that relaxed state and go, oh shit, I just wasn't ready for that because it's a little bit unknown to me. I haven't practiced, haven't rehearsed, and I'm probably not really ready for it. If it's something that you want to do, go towards it. Go towards it, make something cool happen, practice, get better every day, better each day. Intercept those things that make you overwhelmed. Look at it, come back to it, try again. That's why failure is really good. Because it teaches you where you are in your development. And then eventually you can get good at anything you try and do, whether you use that tactic. Recentering yourself is just a tool you can use when it comes to these things. So I have rambled on like crazy today. But it's a bit of a fun topic. I'm feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you can take something from this today. And I hope there's some useful information there. If I can speak English, that'd be really nice. You know what I meant. So make the time. Make the effort. Know that you're worth it and you can change your life and how you feel and think if you want. If you don't like the way things are, make the effort and make the change, because you are powerful, I'm powerful, you're all powerful. We all have the ability. I'm not an alien. It's possible I'm a starseed. I don't know. I've just read that in a book. So, moral of the story, re-centering yourself is better than staying in a stressed, out-of-balance state for many reasons. If you want to have a smooth sailing process, try re-centering yourself. If it's new to you, it's going to feel unknown. That's okay. Keep trying. Keep going at it. Do it as long as you can, even if it's for 5 seconds or even just one breath in. Focus on your breath. Breathe it out. Look at something from a detached perspective. Then try again. Get used to recentering yourself when that feeling in your belly kicks up. When you feel out of balance. Use your gut feeling. Your gut feeling is usually going to tell you exactly what is happening. If you feel uncomfortable, have some reflection, self-inquiry, and look at why you feel uncomfortable. Take a step back, breathe, recenter, reflect, have a look at it, and see what comes up, because what might come up might be a bit of an illusion, you're overthinking it, or you might not have been ready, like I said before. So trust your gut. Your gut's going to tell you. Yeah, anyway, thank you for listening. Episode 11. I've had a bit of fun here. I've had a couple of laughs, which is what it's all about. Because self-improvement doesn't need to be super scary or serious. You can have fun and be yourself. Because being yourself is what it's all about. And I believe everyone can do it and live the life that they want to live. So thank you once again. I will see you on episode 12. Thank you for listening. Bye.